Well, right now I'm in Mohammed Mahmoud Street, which runs off the southwest corner of Tahrir Square and is really the major battleground in the fighting today, as it has been in the last 48 hours. It's a scene of complete devastation on the ground. There's rubble everywhere, debris, many, many injured and bloodied people sort of propped up against the shuttered shops on the side of the road, charred vehicle remains and improvised metal barricades scattered across the street. And there are many, many people here. There's a good thousand or so in this street and several thousand more in the square. The square itself, Tahrir, is quite peaceful. Down Mohammed Mahmoud, though, probably about 50 to 75 meters ahead of me is the front line of the police. They periodically send a volley of tear gas towards us and over the top of our heads, and then also fire this birdshot pellet cartridges, often aimed at head height. And they seem to have a tactic of not firing for several minutes, allowing the protesters to creep forward, and then sending a huge burst of tear gas over the top, which scatters the crowds and allows them to pick people off easier. Just before I spoke to you, there's been a fresh round of explosions, and we've just seen many, many people, at least a dozen, if not more, being rushed back towards the makeshift field hospitals in Tahrir, carried by groups of protesters. One of them had blood pouring from the side of his head. The other looked, I'm afraid to say, quite lifeless. And even those that are walking wounded, you can see many people around with their faces covered with the residue of tear gas and also the chemicals the protesters are trying to use to combat the effects of them. Many people are wearing gas masks, some of them sort of, you know, proper gas masks. Others, we're just backing up here because we've come under another round of attack, and we're being pushed back about 20 or 30 meters or so with another huge round of tear gas. I don't know if you can hear the explosions in the background. And yet here at the junction of Yusuf al-Gindi Street and Mohammed Mahmoud Street, there is a protesters' barricade and a huge Egyptian flag being waved. And that the man waving that flag is standing firm, even though he is now effectively completely on the front line. I'm just behind him, and behind I can see rows and rows and rows of black-clad riot police with their helmets down, riot shields up, and an armoured vehicle from which tear gas is being fired. And protesters are hurling Molotov cocktails and rocks back towards that line, again, slowly advancing forward. As I was saying, the walking wounded, people have got, the residue of this tear gas on their face. They're really looking in quite a state. This tear gas, which I inhaled quite a lot of yesterday and today, feels very different from the sort of stuff we were seeing in January and February and again in June in the previous clashes on Cairo Street. It's a lot stronger. Protesters now picking up tear gas canisters, the ones with gas masks, heading forward and throwing them back towards the police lines, who have themselves had to withdraw slightly. And the protesters are now marching forward quite brazenly towards the police lines. And again, like I was saying, there's this tactic of the police allowing them to get close, then letting rip. So I'm just going to stand to the side for a second. But all in all, very much more of the same in terms of the intense street violence here today. The real battle is going to be on the level of the political elite today, kind of whether or not any concrete alternative proposals are made to form an alternative government, to redraw the elections timetable, for SCAF, the military council, to announce that they will be stepping back from power, or at least giving a deadline from when they would return to their barracks. And so protesters all around me now getting closer and closer to the police lines, hurling rocks and Molotov cocktails and pieces of metal and all kinds of street debris, the police holding their line, and they will surely begin to respond as the protesters get closer and closer. This is all happening about 25, 30 metres in front of me, and many of the protesters at the very front are holding up their arms to show that they're unarmed, tell the police not to shoot them. But others behind them are lobbing many, many rocks. And I can see the policemen now